I want to bring us to Succession, and I want you to tell us, as you read Logan Roy for the first time, did you think, good God, I'm in business here? Or did you think, yeah, this is okay, I'll see what I can do?
No, I thought, as soon as I had the conversation with Jesse Armstrong and Adam McKay, who was one of our execs and also directed the pilot episode, I knew that this was something remarkable. I mean, Jesse Armstrong is a kind of bit of a genius, actually, I think. A remarkable writer. I mean, I put him on the level of David Milch as a creator. And it's just happened more and more and more. I mean, the second season even outstripped the first season. Mm-hmm. And believe you me, I was put in the fortunate position, which is unusual because we never ever know what's going on. It's always quite secret. But I was a bit trusted about the third season, so I kind of know a little bit about the third season, and I think that's even up the game even more.
Oh, is it possible?
I think the third season is going to be something quite extraordinary. And I just knew that. I mean, that was, you know, I've been in this business for nearly 60 years, and I kind of got the sense of it. I thought, this is it. This is finally, you know. And, you know, my career has been a great career, but I've always kind of bobbed and weaved in it, you know, and I've done films, a lot of independent films, and people say, oh, you don't get your just desserts. Well, I feel I've had my just desserts now, and that's courtesy of Logan Roy.
Well, we've spent a lot of our chat today, Brian, talking about towering figures, narcissistic psychopaths, people who lack empathy and go on to cause all class of trouble and difficulties.
I've played other people as well, of course.
I know, but I just feel this theme, and we're talking about people who are leading the world and so on. And that brings us to Logan Roy, whose character, even for all his kind of odious asides, there's a certain sneaky sympathy some people might have for him.
Well, I think that was the thing that appealed to me about Logan, is that he is, you know, he's ostensibly right-wing, ostensibly, but he's also a nihilist. He doesn't trust anybody. Mm. I mean, he's also extremely disappointed in the human experiment. He feels the human experiment has failed. And I think there's a great debate at the moment whether how good the human experiment is. You know, we see it in the behavior of our leaders.